This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Okay. All right, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. All right. We are back. All right. Well, every now and then when you're at work, you get a letter from management, right? You know, talking about, I don't know if it's so much it's not a promotion letter. I am not getting promoted in radio. That's just not happening. All right. But, it's called like a review. Okay? And the reviews, they used to come in letters, and I would open up the letter and then I would read you, you know, it's not a review. What do they call it when your employer, I think it's like your 3-month review or your 6-month review or their year review. Okay, so I got mine, and it's not as bad as it was last year. Okay, remember last year I got in trouble because apparently my boobs kept hitting the microphone and they could hear that. And they said I was doing what all the time, and they wanted me to lower, you know, the sounds because the feed was coming in too high. And I said a lot, and they asked me to kind of explain what means when I do that. And so there were a lot of things I really shaped up. I also cut back on saying and whatever. So basically with this latest review, all right, so let me read it to you here because the boss isn't around. So I just, you know, I figured, you know, I could at least share this with you because I'm kind of impressed, you know. I'm not getting fired, and it looks like, you know, they have less suggestions this year than they did last year. So, okay, we're happy to be fired. And your show's been doing well. Okay, here we go. Okay. Number one. So here are some suggestions, okay? Your producers are there to help you broadcast your show. Try to avoid making fun of them while live on air. Okay, no, wait a second. Okay, wait a second. Okay, well, you guys remember Tom. How am I supposed to not, how do you not make fun of Tom? It was Tom. Okay? And now we got Blake. Blake, oh, there's so much meat. There is so much material. Hey, if I wanted to give Blake some crap. So, alright, I understand. They want me to go easy. Alright, I get it. Okay, I like Blake. It's great. But, okay, so I gotta be, well, we have that new guy, McKenzie. Okay? And, you know, with McKenzie, you know, when you have somebody new, it's fun. Okay, anyway. Alright, you referred to the new, here we go, this is on McKenzie. You referred to the new board operator as fresh meat. This implies that you have exhausted your other attempts to annoy and harass the other board operators. Although this pleases us, please consider leaving the new employee alone. Not a chance. Hi, Blake, or is that McKenzie? hi, Blake. I don't understand why management has an issue. First of all, they think I've exhausted all attempts to annoy you. I haven't even gotten started with you, Blake. All right, next they say, we can hear you spit while you talk. Widen your mic screen. Okay, so I guess what's... Hey, guys, listen, I read this letter. I read this letter before I went on air. But look, am I getting raised? You know, what's happening? Okay, and no, I don't think they're going to provide the mic screen. Really, can you guys hear me spit when I talk? I mean, I didn't realize you could hear all the respiratory droplets transfer. Okay, first of all, this is to management. Okay, I don't know if you listen to my show, management, but look, I talk about infectious disease. I talk about Ebola. I talk about SARS, you know, and so respiratory transmission is a part of it. If I want to bring in visual or audio aids, okay, that's my choice. Look, I'm a radio professional. Number four, we still hear the booming noises that hit the mic. Okay, sorry. Look, there was a couple times when I came in braless. I mean, I was wearing clothes. Sorry, I've already fixed that. I already told management I was going to fix that, but I apologize if my boob hit the mic. Okay, and then finally, and this is it. I got off easy this time, okay? They say your listeners are listening to you to hear the latest in medical news. Try to avoid making fun of the journal. Try to avoid making fun of the journal article. Okay, now come on. Okay, this is ridiculous. Listen. Okay, I'm sorry. And I know my boss isn't there, and I'll answer him back. And I really need to kind of think this one through, because you never want to, you know, answer back your boss or management when you're mad and all ticked off. Okay, and I got this. Trust me. Okay, and by the way, whenever you do get a letter or your review, okay, it is negotiable. You know that. You know, they may give you five things to do, right? But if I could at least work on two of them, you can't get fired, right? Because you made an attempt. Okay, so here's the thing with the journal articles. Okay, have you ever, and I'm asking now my listeners, have you ever read an abstract, just the abstract, okay, of one of these scientific pieces of, like, let's say, the New England Journal of Medicine or the Journal of American Medical Association? I know. There's a lot of material in there, okay? And the problem is we have enough nerdy Dr. Doinks out there that could sit there and talk about, well, you got the p-value and the has a significant interval ratio of the n number of negative point or point or whatever. Okay, we got enough nerdy geeks out there. You guys want me to sift through that and translate? I am your translator from what we know to all this medical bullcrap out there. So I don't know how management is going to take this, but I mean, I'm sorry. If the journal article sounds like a bunch of nose up their butts, intellectual academics that don't even know how to make a perfect sentence because they're trying to sound British and throw all this fancy language, and then on top of that, the font is small and there's italics. Okay, there is no way for me to hold my tongue. So, I don't know, we'll see what next year's review looks like, but I'm going to negotiate my response. My response to this is a hell to the no. If that article basically needs a verbal ass whooping, I'm going to do it because that's what Dr. Dahlia does. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. Okay, we have a lot to get to, management, I guess, was around, and they listened to me, and so they have asked for me to at least, you know, bring up something that has been pertinent in, you know, the medical realm, okay, which means I have to find a fancy article. So we got a lot to talk about. We got, like, Hugh Jackman having, you know, skin cancer again, all right? We have a brain tumor triggering a woman's hyper-religious behavior, yeah, she got all, like, super religious, right, because of this brain tumor. I want to talk to you guys about that, too. And then, I guess, they're, like, ripping on doctors out there saying that some of us doctors are who's fueling the opioid abuse epidemic. You know, doctors are the bad guys, according to these people. That's ridiculous. But let me just really, really quickly, you know, make everybody happy, and let's hit this medical article very fast, and then we'll get to the news that you and I really want to listen to, okay? So, all right, and here we go. We have a medical article from the, I don't know how like fancy doctors sound, so I'm going to try to like sound like one of those fancy doctors. This comes from the Journal of Neurogastroenterology and Motility. Ooh, what a nice piece. Very, very nice piece, right? All right. The effect of DA-9701, a novel prokinetic agent, on post-operative ileus in rats. Ooh, that sounds fascinating. Yeah, no, and again, I'm not making fun of it. I think this is a very fabulous article on post-operative ileus. I think it means that the rats can't pass food and their bowels aren't working, right? You know, and they can't poop, okay? That's what an ileus does, okay? So, just really quickly here, we are going to discuss this very important medical study on the Dr. Dahlia Show, because the Dr. Dahlia Show is about giving you very proper medical, I'm trying to sound all you know, fancy and academic here. Okay, so listen. Okay, so here we go. So, post-operative ileus is a common complication of abdominal surgery. DA-9701, an extract of Farbitis semen and Cordalis tuber, is a is a prokinetic agent. I'm going to get fired. That also alleviates visceral pain. Okay, so visceral pain is like, you know, when you have issues with your bowels. Visceral are your visceral organs, the ones deep inside your body. Okay. The aim of the study was to investigate whether DA-9701 could ameliorate the POI in rats, post-operative ileus. Now, I've been wondering about that for years. You know, how do we stop post-operative ileus in rats? Now, mind you, this does have a human indication, but they haven't even brought up a human yet. So they had 32 rats. They divided them into four groups. But this is going to be the meat. This is why these studies are so exciting and why I am very proud to now include these studies into my show on a regular basis, as management has so helpfully suggested. GIT was significantly delayed in the SNM group and in other groups. SNM versus NSNM, P level less than 0.0001 versus SNM versus NSM. This is all one sentence, by the way. P less than 0.001, SNM versus SM. We are not talking about SNM. I'm not allowed to yet. I have to talk about this article before we can. P equals 0.005. Cumulative stool weight in that group. Yeah, they weighed the poop. In that group was also lower than in the no surgery groups. And here we go. We got a bunch of other SNM versus NSNM and NNM and NNM and MNM and MNM. And there was no significant, sorry. Okay. We are not making fun of the article. We're not making fun of it. And there was no significant difference between the SM group and the no surgery groups. Oh, thank the Lord. I tell you, because I was really worried about that one. So conclusion. Oh, thank God we've gotten to the end of this. And I don't think I can control myself much longer. This is really, I tell you, man, I need to get hazard pay for having to go through articles like this. In conclusion, we're not making fun of the article. This is very important stuff, guys. Come on, this is really, really important stuff. In conclusion, DA-9701 can ameliorate POI by reducing delayed GIT and improving defecation in a rat model of POI. Oh, that was excellent. That was... Hey, look, if that's what management wants, if that's what the listeners want, look, I need my ratings. Look, my ratings could be a little higher. I gotta tell you something. If that just didn't raise my ratings, I do not think I'm going to read another article from the Journal of Neurogastroenterology and Motility again. I hope those guys help me. Okay, good. Okay, did I satisfy what I needed to for work? Okay, good. Let's go. Okay, Hugh Jackman. This is interesting. Okay, so Hugh Jackman has been dealing with skin cancer on his nose. He's been dealing with it for a while. And Hugh Jackman is very sexy. So a lot of us have been very concerned. And he's not British. He's Australian. Australian men just seem to be even sexier. I don't understand why, but I just really have a thing for Australian men. especially if their name is Viggo Mortensen, who's not Australian, or Michael Fassbender, who isn't Australian, but I think he played one once. Now, Hugh Jackman has had skin cancer, and I believe he is on his fifth or sixth treatment. He's got a bandage over his nose, and he took a picture on Twitter. I don't know, his sideburns. He's got some issue with the sideburns. And he says he's undergoing treatment for basal cell carcinoma. Now, remember I taught you guys about basal cell carcinoma? It's, of all the skin cancers, it's kind of the nicest of them, if you could say it's a nice cancer. Usually skin cancer, we freak out about the melanomas. Those are the big, nasty, dark, chaotic melanocytes that unfortunately can very easily transfer into your bloodstream, spread to the brain, spread all over, and malignant melanoma can be deadly, which is why we tell you guys to go on mole patrol and to watch yourselves closely. Less scary, but still serious stuff, is your squamous cell carcinoma. And your squamous cell carcinoma may not be like a melanoma, which could be black and irregular, bordered and multiple colored and flat. A squamous cell carcinoma a lot of time is flaky. Now, many of us have flaky skin lesions. You kind of scratch it and they just don't go away and they keep growing. There is a precancerous skin condition called actinic keratosis that may lead to squamous cell carcinoma. If you have a flaky, reddish, kind of irregular skin lesion that is kind of bothering you, and it could even have multiple colors, you got to get that checked out because that could be a serious skin cancer as well. Your basal cell carcinoma rarely kills you. And it's kind of a cute-looking cancer. It's kind of like a pink, little pearly papule that you feel like you could just pick out with your finger. Right? And when you do try picking it out, it does regrow. But these things are a lot easier to remove. Something's a little kooky going on now because, you know, Hugh Jackman has to continually get these treated. Apparently, I think in the past, he's been treated for this four times. So my guess is if it's the same area, they're just not getting it all because, again, Hugh Jackman is very sexy. He doesn't want to have a big hole in his nose. But it appears that now he's walking around with a Band-Aid, so he doesn't look that good with a Band-Aid either. Well, it's the sideburns. If he fixed the sideburns, maybe he'd look a little better. But anyway, if you don't remove it all, then unfortunately it could grow back. And basal cell carcinoma can kind of burrow in and still grow deep. It could also, widen as well. And so unfortunately, if this is, you know, four times of this. Now, if it's the same area, okay, I'd say get a new dermatologist. But if these are different areas, different times, yes, he's more prone to basal cell carcinoma, so he's getting it. They say more than 8 in 10 of the 3.3 million Americans diagnosed with skin cancer each year have basal cell carcinoma. So even though it rarely kills you, we don't want to mess around. So we want to make sure that, you know, we get this taken care of. Now, let's go back to the melanoma, which is the super scary skin cancer. I like to review with you guys every year and sometimes twice a year what a melanoma could look like and what you have to look for. And you need to recruit somebody in your family to do mole patrol. Mole patrol is where they look at your back or they look at your tushy. So it has to be somebody where, I mean, you know, don't have your secretary do it, okay? I mean, it's got to be somebody in the family that doesn't mind looking at your butt, okay? And they need to look around and they need to do mole patrol and see if any of your moles changed. If you have to shave your butt or shave your back or whatever, you have to do it. I shave mine, okay? Anyway, yeah, I make Corey do mole patrol. Yeah, I'm like, what about this cheek here? What about this? But I'm serious. Melanomas can be inside the cheeks. You know, when we do pap smears on women, one of the other things we're looking for and we're screening for is skin cancer down there. Because you could get melanomas where the sun don't shine. Not only can melanomas be caused by skin damage, but you could have a rogue melanocyte. Or you could just have a melanocyte. Melanin is what kind of makes your skin pigment and helps you tan. You could have a melanocyte go rogue. It could be anywhere in your body because you have melanocytes everywhere. So we do the A, B, C, D, E's, and F. A is asymmetry. If you draw a line between that mole and it doesn't look equal on both sides, that's asymmetric. If the border doesn't look nice and smooth, but it's irregular, remember, cancer is chaotic, that could be an issue. Color, if it has multiple colors. D, diameter, if it's bigger than a pencil eraser. E, if it's elevated or evolving. And F, fast. It kind of grows fast. 1-877-DOC-DELI, don't go away.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember, I don't know, well, you probably, if you listened to my show a couple of years ago, we talked about how in medicine they're going to start recruiting more non-physicians to perform medicine, such as the pharmacists. And mind you, I love the pharmacists. I mean, these pharmacists, don't get their due. I mean, they save doctors' butts all the time going, look, they wrote you something that has a drug interaction, or they wrote you something that you're allergic to. So God bless the pharmacists. But in some states or some facilities, they've been talking about having the pharmacist diagnose the diabetes, prescribe the medication. And that was kind of concerning a few years back, because we already had a lot of people not wanting to go to medical school to begin with. And, you know, if somebody really wants to practice medicine without going through all the years of training and going through all the expense, you know, after a while it starts to dilute, you know, any reason or any motivation to go to medical school when you have so many other people that could prescribe or do what you do. Same thing with psychologists prescribing medicines. If the psychiatrists are the ones that prescribe it, psychologists don't, which is kind of what makes psychologists so good, because they use their art in terms of talking and listening. And but there's been discussions, and I believe in some locations, psychologists prescribing medication. Well, it's now, shall we say, trickled to the dentistry profession, and several states are currently considering bills where a non-dentist would pull your teeth or fill cavities. They say a number of states are allowing or considering dental therapists, which are professionals that do not go to dental school. They're mid-levels, I believe, and they would have the dental therapist do the job. They say in dozens of countries and a handful of U.S. states, dental therapists, also called advanced dental hygiene practitioners. Well, again, if they're like nurse practitioners, that could make sense, all right? But they say they are sometimes called advanced dental hygiene practitioners to help fill the gaps in access to oral care for low-income, elderly, and disabled people. And in rural areas where few dentists practice, according to many health advocates. In Massachusetts, there's a group that lobbies on behalf of dentists for the first time signaled a willingness to embrace the concept, though its proposal is viewed as unnecessarily restrictive by sponsors of a competing bill. Now, dentists have long opposed the mid-level position, citing concerns over safety and supervision. According to Christy Jo Fogarty, a dental therapist in Minnesota, she says, we are not a silver bullet for helping access to dental care, but we are a great tool. Apparently, Minnesota was the first in 2009 to become the first state to broadly authorize and establish educational training criteria for therapists. Often compared to a nurse practitioner, the therapist can perform more common procedures than dental hygienists while leaving more complex tasks to licensed dentists. Now, Fogarty is a dental hygienist for 13 years before training to become a dental therapist. So she does fillings, temporary crowns, and extractions. She regularly provides care in schools, Head Start centers, things like that. So let me see, which states are considering? Alaska has allowed dental therapists already to work in tribal areas since 2004. Two other New England states, Maine in 2014, Vermont 2016, have joined Minnesota. And now proposals are being considered in Arizona, Connecticut, Kansas, Maryland, Michigan, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota, Ohio, and Texas. They say one recent North Dakota study found that Medicaid recipients suffer disproportionately from tooth decay and tooth loss and conditions such as severe gingivitis. Now, they say Massachusetts dentists broke from the American Dental Association, which is a national organization that opposes the mid-level position, by filing a bill in January that would allow limited use of public health dental practitioners as part of a broader approach to improved health care. And I'd like to know what you guys think after I, you know, finish this article, because obviously there's a lot of information in there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So according to Raymond Martin, president of the Massachusetts Dental Society, they could do any procedure that a dental hygienist could do, but if there is anything beyond that scope, it should be under direct supervision, which means a dentist needs to be there at the facility in case they develop a problem with an extraction or something like that. So this legislation would require practitioners to have at least 2 years of postgraduate level training and restrict them to serving only Medicaid patients or residents of underserved counties with a documented shortage of dentists. Now, you know, something like that always bothers me. So what's good for the Medicaid patient is not good for the rest of us. You see, that just, you know, well, you know what, if they're going to help with Medicaid, and this is going to be a discussion we're going to be continuing a little bit more at length, where as people are pushing a private option, or they're pushing more of a socialized healthcare system, would be looking more at Medicaid for all, or Medicare for all. And if you don't have enough providers, then they have to go to non-doctorate providers. For some of us, who cares? Nurse practitioners, PAs have been doing phenomenal medicine. It looks like these advanced, you know, dental practitioners have been doing great jobs. But you know, if you want somebody that has the extra training, that may have the extra skill, that may not be an option for you. So, let me see if I can wrap this up here. Under a separate bill backed by Pew Charitable Trust and other advocacy groups, dental therapists would work collaboratively with dentists, but would be allowed to perform procedures under general rather than direct supervision, meaning the dentist would not have to be physically present. So how does it work with nurse practitioners and physician assistants? Well, in many states, nurse practitioners could own their own practice. So a nurse practitioner does not have a doctor supervising. In some states, they do. With physician assistants, in most states, the physician assistant has to have a doctor available. Maybe not directly under the same roof, but available by phone, available by fax, available by email. And they could see patients. They are still under the quote-unquote general supervision of a medical provider. So if anything does go wrong in that provider, the medical provider is not there, it's an issue. For me, I had physician assistants for years. They were awesome. These physician assistants, they sometimes had better instinct than many doctors I worked with. However, I did have a couple that made some very bad judgment that I had to step in and say, now, I think this person has to go to the ER. Nah, this person doesn't have to go to the ER. I go, I'm worried. I don't like his abdomen. Send him to the ER. They sent him to the ER. He had a ulcer. Another one was like, I don't know, they're having a headache, I don't know, you know, kind of hemming and hawing. I'm like, no, I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way he looks. All right? Sends him to the hospital. Had a bleed, very small bleed that was dripping actually into the back. It was very interesting. So, you know, for me, when I had physician assistants, and I hope they didn't mind, I looked at every single note. And I wanted to make sure that nothing got missed. And so, you know, and so on one end, you know, in these Medicaid clinics and these underserved populations, you don't seem to have as many lawsuits. You don't seem to have as much fear. So many doctors that may be overly supervising are like, you know what, I'm good. And in fact, some of these institutions, they have certain malpractice caps. And so, you know, you have less of a anxiety about a non-physician performing the medicine. But, you know, for the rest of the practices out there, you're going to have a lot of dentists nervous about a move like this. Now, if a dentist, let's say, has too much of a patient load, and that's something that I think a lot of us can argue for, you know, there's not enough dentists. You need to get in with somebody, and it could take weeks to get in. You know, I'm going to want somebody who could address my tooth now. Right? And to me, I would be comfortable with an advanced practitioner. If, however, something goes wrong, or I actually have, let's say, a cancer in the mouth that they miss, a dentist can miss it as well, right? That's where something could go wrong as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of interesting. All right. Did you guys know that there's this, like, NASA challenge? It's, I guess, a $30,000 NASA space poop challenge to design a new way for astronauts to relieve themselves in orbit. And NASA has selected top three designs from this competition. All right? And we don't know, I guess we don't know who the grand winner is. But apparently a big concern for NASA is how people who are circling the Earth 250 miles above, right, can poop in space. So the competition called on innovators to develop a system that can collect and channel waste away from the body so astronauts can relieve themselves while wearing a spacesuit in microgravity for up to 6 days. Yeah, see, I don't understand that, because haven't we had space travel? I'm sure somebody pooped during that time. They say astronauts on the International Space Station rely on a diaper-like garment for spacewalks or launch and entry activities, but it's only a temporary solution. For anything longer than a day, they wouldn't be covered. Wow, I would love to be able to wear diapers. You know how difficult it is for me to do my radio show? And then I have to get up and run and pee. So I get up and run and pee, and then, you know, there's no toilet paper. And I'm like, oh, man. So I have to go and find toilet paper. Right? And then by the time I get back, I didn't even get a break. So if I could just in a diaper, it could kind of work out a lot. I think my show would be better. They say in a video introducing the competition, NASA astronaut Rick Mastrocicchio says he has spent time on the ISS. As humans push beyond low Earth orbit and travel to the moon and Mars, we will have many problems to solve, most of them very complex technical problems, such as poop. But some are as simple as how we go to the bathroom in space. It isn't glamorous, but it's necessary for survival. So the winning designs aim to tackle this challenge. So first place was granted to Thatcher Carden for the Mesa's Perennial Access and Toileting System. It's called MPATS. I guess it uses an airlock at the crotch of the suit and inflatable bedpans and diapers that can be passed through the opening and expanded. Oh, that's pretty brilliant. Then the next winner was followed by Team Space Poop Unification of Doctors, or SPUDS, for the air-powered spacesuit waste disposal system, and Hugo Shelley for the swimsuit zero-gravity underwear for six-day use. I guess that's a urinary girdle that relies on an airflow through the top of the device to direct waste to the back. And then the Hugo Shelley swimsuit was third place. It's a zero-gravity underwear for 6 days. It relies on a new type of catheter that works in microgravity, which could be built into a form-fitting garment worn under the suit. So, yeah, I'm looking at this. It's interesting. I mean, it looks like you could pee, and then it could collect it. And then, so like, for example, the SPUDS design is a urinary girdle that relies on an airflow through the top of the device to direct waste to the back. And then the third place design uses a new type of catheter that works, and then it kind of is under the suit. So they say with spacesuits now, or these spacesuits now, the main spacesuits worn for these spacewalks are called extravehicular mobility units. And astronauts have a range of other suits they can wear for different activities. Like, let's say they want to play Xbox. They have a different suit for that, I think. The Advanced Crew Escape Suit is the orange suit that astronauts wear during the launch and landing of the space shuttle. But you cannot wear that orange suit during spacewalks. So NASA astronauts will wear the Russian Orlan spacesuit. The suit is the Russian version of the EMU, right? But that's used for spacewalks. Then there's another Russian suit called the Sokol. It's kind of like the Advanced Crew Escape Unit, but I don't think it's orange. and it's designed to be used in a spacecraft. And so, it looks like the Russians really helped us a lot in terms of our fashion design when it comes to this. But I don't think they are as advanced as poops in the spacesuits as we are. So, pretty good. I think this is absolutely fascinating. Never thought that was an issue, but it is an issue. So this mini trouser airlock, it's kind of a good-looking underwear if you really ask me. It looks pretty good. But, yeah, I just don't know what they've been doing this whole time, basically. I mean, I know they put – well, remember in the Martian movie? He was sitting down. Oh, but the problem is when you're on a spacewalk. So they could poop inside the spacecraft. It's just what do you do when you're spacewalking. 1-877-DOC-A-DALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I would use it when I'm on air. Sometimes I got to poop, too. A brain tumor triggers a woman's sudden hyper-religious behavior. A woman in Spain suddenly became very religious and believed she was speaking with the Virgin Mary. They found out she had a brain tumor, and that appeared to cause her symptoms. The 60-year-old woman was said to be a happy, positive person who was not particularly religious. But over a two-month period, her friends and family noticed changes in her personality and behavior. She appeared sad and withdrawn, and also showed increasing interest in the Bible and other sacred writings. To me, I would say that's good. The woman started spending hours during the day reciting religious writings. She also had mystical experiences in which she reported seeing, feeling, and talking with the Virgin Mary. Those close to her thought the woman might be experiencing depression because she was caring for a relative with cancer at the time. But her doctors performed an MRI. Whenever you have personality changes that drastic, order an MRI. Got to get the MRI and make sure there's no tumors. And unfortunately, they found several lesions in her brain. They took a biopsy from one of the lesions, and they diagnosed her with glioblastoma multiforme, which is a particularly aggressive form of brain cancer. Killed one of our good friends. So the tumor was too large to treat with surgery, so the woman received chemotherapy and radiation for the cancer. They also prescribed her antipsychotic drugs, because some studies have suggested that this class of drugs may also have an anti-cancer effect. And then during the woman's five-week treatment, her religious visions gradually disappeared. So this is one of the very few cases I've ever heard where you could have a brain tumor or some sort of brain pathology, and it turns around and makes you more religious. They said it is clear that the religious experience represented a fracture from her prior behavior and was not preceded by a gradual change in her thinking and acting. According to Hospital General Universitario Morales Meseguer of Murcia, Spain. He wrote in the paper. They said, nor was there any other trigger or reason for this behavior. So this hyper-religiosity, right, you know, it could be, I guess, a sign of brain tumors. In fact, they said one review found that up to 22% of all brain tumors, they first appear along with psychotic symptoms. But you see, why religious? You know, that's interesting. I mean, you know, see, for me, psychosis means you've lost reality, okay? And I can understand if, you know, some people think the Lord is talking to them. And, I mean, in biblical days, all right, you know, Samuel would say, yeah, you know, the Lord's talking to me. And his dad's like, what are you talking about? The Lord's not talking to you. And actually, the Lord was. So, you know, when it comes to religion, you know, I always think back going, yeah, maybe God or somebody is talking to you. I really believe that, you know, there's an afterlife, and I believe that there is some other dimension that happens after we leave this earth where there's a lot of communication. And, you know, now, true, our brains could play tricks on us. Our brains could want to believe that we saw Jesus or the Virgin Mary or Moses or our dead relatives or the dead dog. You know, and so the more you want something, the more it could manifest. But, you know, rather than having a psychosis where, you know, you alter reality and you know, you wouldn't really recognize a Bible or whatever, for her to actually have the competency, and not that a brain tumor would affect the competency always, but, you know, that seems like a very, very highly level of neurological function. It's interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.